All right, so if you're a dentist, sure, you can invest in the stock market, you can invest in bonds, you can invest in real estate, and maybe you make an 8%, 9%, maybe a 10% return. I mean, that's nice, don't get me wrong. Should you invest in the stock market? Should you invest in bonds, real estate? Sure, that's great. But as a dentist, you have a superpower that non-dentists don't have. You have the ability to make an investment that offers significantly higher returns, lower risks, and a more predictable stream of income than non-dentists could even think of. Buying your own practice. As a practice owner, you can expect to make about $150,000 more than if you're working as an associate. Let's say you decide instead of buying a practice, you're going to stay as an associate and you want to receive an extra $150,000 from the stock market. Now, assuming a 10% return from your stocks, which is generous, you would need to have $1.5 million invested in order to receive an income of $150,000 per year. If you are working as a dental associate, it is going to take you a long time to save up $1.5 million. This is why it's so crazy that this year you could go find a practice that is profitable, go to a bank, the bank will give you the loan, you then buy this practice and you are now making an extra $150,000 per year. And you don't have to spend 8, 9, 10 years saving in order to have $1.5 million in the bank in order to get the returns from the stock market. Don't underestimate the power that this gives you. I would like to see you go to a bank right now and ask them for $1.5 million so that you can invest it in stocks. They're literally going to laugh you out of the room. However, now let's say you go to a bank with the documents of a profitable practice and your license to show that you are able to replicate the production of that selling dentist. You go to the same bank that laughed you out of the door trying to get that money for the stocks, and all of a sudden they are going to treat you like royalty, VIP treatment, because they know as a dentist, if you take over this practice, you are basically guaranteed to be profitable. Banks know that dental practice loans are one of the lowest risk investments that you can make. And so they will be more than happy to give you the money to buy that practice. One of the big advantages of being a dentist, and especially being the owner of a business as a dentist, is that the dental industry is somewhat immune to a lot of the volatility that you find in other markets like stock markets and bond markets. If someone breaks a tooth, or if someone is in pain, it doesn't matter what's happening in the stock market or what's happening at the White House that day. That patient is going to want to come see a dentist. Some areas like cosmetics and orthodontists might be a little bit more cyclical in nature, but if you're doing general bread and butter dentistry, your services are going to be in demand no matter what is happening in the economy. The other advantage that dentistry has is insurance. Sure, sometimes it's a pain to work with insurance companies, and would dentistry be better off without insurance companies? Probably, but this is the world we live in. Insurance exists. And one of the advantages of insurance is that it provides a little bit of security for both the patients and the dentist, because the patient doesn't have to have the entire cost for treatment in order to do that treatment. So there might be a downturn in the economy, and yeah, some of your patients might not have as much money as they did before, but if they have dental insurance, they're still going to be able to do a lot of those same procedures. And if those two reasons weren't enough, when you are the owner of a business, you have some flexibility in the expenses that you have. If you have fewer patients, you're going to be buying fewer supplies. Maybe you decide you don't need to spend as much money on marketing right now. And worst case scenario, absolute worst case scenario, if you have to, you can lay off some of your staff, but you still keep your job. If on the other hand, you're working as an associate during one of these times, guess what? Instead of laying people off, you are the one who's going to be getting laid off. Being the owner of a dental practice is one of the lowest risk businesses and just jobs and ways to earn money in general that exists. Finally, keep in mind that when you buy a dental practice, not only are you going to be making an additional $150,000 more per year on average, you are also going to be building equity in a business that you are later going to be able to sell potentially at a massive profit. When you buy the practice, you are going to have a practice loan. Usually it's a 10-year loan. Once you get that practice loan paid off, you are then going to be able to sell that business when you either retire or decide to move or decide to change your life situation, whatever you want to do, but you can sell that business and you are going to likely not only get the money back that you invested, but potentially more. If for those 10 years you were working as a dental associate rather than being the owner of a business, you are not going to have anything to sell. You're just going to leave your job and that's going to be it. Nothing. But when you leave your job as an owner, you have a business that you can sell. Not only that, but if you own the real estate for the building in which you're working, rather than paying money to a landlord every month, you're paying off a mortgage. Then guess what? Once that mortgage is paid off, you're gonna have a building that you can sell in addition to a practice. All right, so should you be investing your money in the stock market? Should you be investing into a 401k, a Roth IRA? 100% you should. You want to diversify your asset classes, but you also don't wanna have all of your equity locked away in a single market like the stock market or an index fund. Ideally, especially as you get closer and closer to retirement, you want to have multiple different asset types so that if one of the markets is down, you don't have to sell out of that market. You can sell from something that's up. It's a very real possibility that when you get to where you want to retire, maybe the stock market is down and it's not a good time to sell stocks, but the dental practice is still extremely valuable. You sell that dental practice for $1.5 million. You sell the building that you're working in for an additional million. You now have $2.5 million that you can live off of until the stock market goes back up, and then you can start selling those stocks. This type of diversification gives you a level of financial freedom and choice that having money in just one single asset class would not give you. Just keep in mind that when you invest in the stock market, you might be getting 8, 9, 10% returns. But when you invest into a dental practice, you are likely going to get double or triple that. If you buy a dental practice as a dentist, you are buying an asset class that other people who are not dentists have a much more difficult time, if not impossible, for them to buy. This has created an asset class that is only available to dentists and has the potential to be significantly more profitable than any other type of investment that you're going to be making. Also keeping in mind that banks are willing to finance this purchase, leaving very little risk for you. Generally, when you buy a practice, you're not even going to have to put any money down, which is just, it's absolutely insane. As far as I am aware, there are no other investments out there that give you this kind of security, this kind of income, while also being able to be financed 100% by a bank. You spent an enormous amount of money to go to dental school and become a dentist, and now you have a superpower, the ability to buy a dental practice. Do not let your superpower go to waste.